This is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcasts Network, showcasing conversations with Chicago's creative communities and professional industries. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, Dynasty Podcast, here with Jason Erkes, connecting virtually. How are you doing, Jason Erkes, Cresco Labs Chief Communications Officer?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for making time today. I appreciate it. I wanted to connect with you because there's a lot of really interesting things happening with Cresco Labs, specifically in Chicago. So I would love to unpack a lot of that, but let's start with kind of like a little bit of background. How did you get started with Cresco Labs? What does your role entail? Like, bring us into your story with the company.
Sure. My story is that I'm a chief communications officer. So I oversee all of our internal and external messaging. We have 3,000 employees across the country. And our publicly traded company, so we speak to investors and earned media and things like that. So all of that comes through my department and my team. I got connected with the company literally before the company's inception. Some friends of mine were filling out an application for a grow license in Illinois and asked for some help on a specific project pertaining to that. So I kind of stepped in gradually on a project basis and helped out since day one. When we won 3 cultivation licenses in Illinois, the role grew a little more, and I kind of helped get things up and running. And several years later, I joined the company full time in the role that I'm in.
So, I mean, it just kind of seemed like sort of fated that like you would be like positioned to be in this role, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, I think my experience and background is perfect for what I do. I'm very entrepreneurial, first of all, but I also worked in the media for a long time. I worked in politics and government relations. So our business and our industry really speaks to a lot of different audiences. And I think my background brings a unique perspective to help address the concerns of different communities, different legislators, regulators, patients, consumers, and obviously our staff across the country.
Something that's very clear, you know, reading about you, you're very connected in Chicago. You're very connected to Chicago. You have a lot of experience in the city. So knowing Chicago as well as you do, in your mind, what makes this city, you know, unique as a destination for, you know, the cannabis business? Because it's a lot of cities around the country that are, you know, moving into that space. But what's Chicago's strength in that role?
Right. You wouldn't think that Chicago, this city in the Midwest, would be the home of, you know, the top 5 cannabis companies, publicly traded cannabis companies in the U.S., but it is. And, you know, there's good reasoning for that. When Illinois launched their medical program roughly 7 years ago, it was kind of like generation 2 of medical cannabis programs that were compliance focused and limited license and very heavily regulated. So if you were successful filling out and winning a license in Illinois, all the other states that followed kind of used the framework that Illinois set forth with their structure in their programs. So following Illinois, there was Pennsylvania. Following Pennsylvania, there was Ohio. All that used Illinois as a framework for their medical cannabis program. So we were successful in Illinois, winning 3 cultivation licenses. And that led to our success in Pennsylvania and our success in Ohio. And along with the other companies that filled out applications at the same time we did, you know, the industry really grew based on those companies that were successful in Illinois.
That's interesting. I did not realize that Illinois was such a blueprint sort of for the rest of the country in that space.
Yeah, Illinois is really a leader in cannabis. When you think of the companies that are there, you have the top 5 publicly traded cannabis companies based in Illinois. And I think that says a lot. They call us the Silicon Valley of weed in Chicago. And in many ways, you know, the decisions that are being made in this industry are coming out of Chicago.
Now, what about for like small businesses, entrepreneurs in the cannabis space? Is Chicago a city where they can launch and scale, or what challenges do, you know, little guys who are starting out face?
Sure. As you know, the licenses that exist now are really the growers and the retailers that had licenses from Illinois' medical program. We've just seen in the last couple of months some new dispensaries open, which are the first independent dispensaries to really open in Illinois as part of the adult use program. So the state awarded 185 licenses, which were held up in lawsuits in court for a very long time, licenses that were supposed to be focused on social equity applicants. And, you know, those licenses were just awarded towards the middle, the end of last year. And now we're starting to see some of those stores open up, which is great. There's only 120 some dispensaries in the entire state of Illinois. when the capacity study done before the program launched said that Illinois at maturity could have up to 500. So we've got a long way to go to build out access for cannabis across the state. And I think all of these new independent social equity focused businesses will really help do that. There's some people across the state that have to drive 50 or 100 miles to get to their closest dispensary. So by adding more stores across the state, I think that will really help open up access.
Well, I mean, and that has to, I would imagine, create a lot of job opportunity as well.
Sure. Cannabis is a huge employer, both in Illinois and around the country. I think we're at 35,000. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Yeah, I just read some jobs, so I don't remember what it is for Illinois. But, you know, tremendous jobs. And when you think of the cultivation and the manufacturing, the corporate headquarters, and then, of course, every retail store that's opened up in neighborhoods across the state, there's tremendous job opportunities for people that both, you know, have experience in cannabis, but more so for people that have experience doing anything. When you look at the corporate jobs that are open, you know, there's real estate people, there's lawyers, there's accounting people, there's people that deal with logistics and transportation. And working in a cannabis store is really no different than working in another retailer that's education focused. So we tend to look for employees that came from somewhere, you know, like Apple or Sephora or a type of retailer where there's heavy education that that has to go into explaining the product to the consumer.
I worked at the Apple store like, God, 15, 20 years ago, like back in the when the iPod was like the brand new thing. And you're right, there was a lot of bringing people into that world and, you know, the joy of discovery of like, look what you can do with this. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
If you're looking for a side gig, let me know.
I mean, yeah, let's do a podcast. Now, Cresco Labs, you know, talking about the along the lines of the job conversation, Cresco Labs is involved with the Cannabis Innovation Lab at 1871. It's a venture to support cannabis entrepreneurs. Talk about how Cresco is involved with that. What's the goal of a program like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of our goal as a company is to help make sure that there's innovation in the industry and that there's people that can help support the industry in the future. We have a program called SEED, which stands for Social Equity and Educational Development. And it's a program developed to help make sure there's a future workforce as this industry evolves. And I think the program at 1871 is just one component of that. We're working with universities and colleges all across the country to help them develop coursework in cannabis, whether it's coursework that has to do with agriculture, coursework that has to do with building a cannabis brand, or just general business courses on the cannabis industry, to make sure that as this industry grows at the pace that it is and continues to grow at the pace that it is, there's really a future workforce that can step in and lend some expertise to it.
What advice would you have for entrepreneurs, small business owners, college students, graduates, you know, anyone who is looking to move into that space or start their career in that space, but isn't there yet in cannabis?
Educate yourself. There's opportunities from ground level all the way up. The people that work at dispensaries, you know, get to know the product really well. They get to understand consumer and patient cycles. They get direct feedback from those consumers and patients as to what they're looking for in products and what's important to them. And they're really the link from the of the products to the consumers and a very important and integral part of our business and of the industry as a whole. So I think there's opportunities for anybody at any level to step in and start to learn things. And, you know, one thing that Cresco prides itself on is a mission to really normalize and professionalize the industry. So at a corporate level, when we're looking for people to bring in to help grow our team, we're bringing in people from other industries that have been successful helping build major consumer brands or been successful with a retail chain that was opening up stores all over the country on the real estate side of things or the construction side of things. So we're looking for people that can help professionalize the industry by bringing their expertise to us. So cannabis expertise or experience isn't really necessary in many instances.
My next question literally is about the tagline that is on the homepage. The Cresco Labs homepage, it says, we're on a mission to normalize, professionalize, and revolutionize cannabis. So I'm interested, like, what misconceptions do you still encounter around cannabis and cannabis as an industry? Do you still get people who are like, oh, so what do you just like sit around and smoke weed all day? Or like, you know, what kind of conversation do you run into from people who don't know much about this space?
Well, obviously, there's an age-old stigma that's been associated with cannabis for hundreds of years, right? And you know, our goal is to help eliminate that, to help normalize it, to make walking into a cannabis dispensary as normal and as comfortable as walking into any other store. You're going into the drugstore to pick up your prescriptions, maybe using the word drug is a wrong, wrong word, but you're going into a pharmacy to pick up your prescriptions. You're going into Whole Foods to buy things for your everyday wellness, or a GNC to buy your supplements and your vitamins, and cannabis should fall right into that. And the cannabis buying experience should feel as comfortable as that. And that means the products have to look and feel from a packaging standpoint, the same as those products. And that's why when you see today's cannabis products that are sold in mainstream dispensaries, you know, they don't have the cannabis leaves all over them. They don't have pictures of the bud. They're not there's not a Jamaican flag or a tie-dyed image on the packaging that accentuates that stigma. What you're seeing are products that look like products that when you walk up and down the aisle at Walgreens or CVS or Whole Foods or GNC. And I think that helps normalize it. It helps someone pick up a product that says the word relax or sleep on it. And it's the same feeling that they have buying melatonin or buying something at another store, that it's legal and it's acceptable. And it's going to help them, you know, with their everyday wellness. And that's a big part of what Cresco is about, making sure that that we help eliminate that stigma at every level of the industry.
Switching gears, it was announced in November, Sean Diddy Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever name you know him under, buying Cresco Labs operations as part of a larger deal in order to establish the largest Black-owned and licensed cannabis company in the country. How does this move fit into Cresco's, you know, larger mission?
Sure. He's not exactly buying pieces of Cresco Labs. Cresco Labs entered into an acquisition agreement with a company called Columbia Care. And as part of that agreement, we will be over our license caps as a combined company in certain states. So in states like Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, Ohio, Florida, we will exceed the amount of licenses or stores that we're able to have, or cultivation facilities that we're able to have in that state. So we had to divest some of those assets. So that's really what Diddy is getting in and buying are some of those assets that we need to eliminate as part of this this merger. So we're super excited to welcome him to the industry. And as a big part of our mission has been to help, you know, diversify the industry, and having someone like him with his business acumen and success and brand building as part of this industry, I think will be a tremendous positive addition.
Looking ahead, we're at the beginning of 2023. How else is Cresco expanding and evolving across the new year?
Our growth strategy, really has to do with the acquisition of Columbia Care, B, continuing to build our retail consumer market in each of the markets that we're in across the country, and trying to grow our wholesale business as well. So, especially in the state of Illinois, I think there's a lot of consumers that still don't know that they can go into a dispensary and legally buy cannabis. And education is a big part of that. And also creating the education and awareness to help people convert from the illicit market. And people have been buying and consuming cannabis in Illinois and states across the country for many, many years. And now it's a matter of convincing them to make that transition to the legal and regulated market for both the quality of products, the access to more products, and of course, the safety of products that are lab tested and dose regulated, where they actually know what they're buying. So our growth strategy has to do with closing the Columbia Care acquisition and expanding our footprint, as well as expanding our consumer base surrounding each of our stores and making sure that our wholesale products are carried in the dispensaries across every state that we operate in.
Final question here. You know, of course, I do my due diligence before any interview. It's reading about you, and it's very clear you are a Chicago guy. Your career over the decades has been built and established and ingrained in Chicago. So what is it about this city in general that makes this the right place for you and the work you want to pursue?
Sure. I mean, Chicago has provided me personally many opportunities throughout my career. I was born in the South Suburbs, and from a young age would hop on that train from the South Suburbs and come downtown and just walk around. I was always fascinated by the city. I think Chicago, you know, really makes up the fabric of what our greater population of the country looks like. Tremendous culture, the nightlife, the museums, the dining, the professional scene. You have every major company and every major industry that's headquartered in Chicago. And now the cannabis industry is headquartered in Chicago. So it's a phenomenal city to live and a phenomenal city to do business in. And, I just think I think it's provided many positive opportunities, for a lot of people in a lot of industries.
This was fantastic. Jason Erkes, Cresco Labs Chief Communication Officer. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcasts.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.